This is the listening part of the final examination 2014, level B1 for schools in Lower Saxony. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check the answers. Write your answers on the paper. You must not speak during the test.
Now look at part one. There are five questions in this part. You will hear five short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. For each question, there are three pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. How will the man travel to New York?
How will you travel to New York, Steve?
Well, at first I wanted to fly, but the planes are real expensive.
So, what about going by bus? Buses are cheap.
Yeah, but they're real slow, too.
So, what will you do? Will you take a train?
Yeah, I think that's the best idea. I can get one that leaves at 6 o'clock and arrives at 9:30.
Perfect.
The second picture is correct. So there is a tick in box B. Look at the three pictures from question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. How much are the sneakers?
Hey Emma, check out these jeans.
Cool! But wow, look at the price. $30.
No thanks.
But look at these sneakers.
Sneakers are usually real expensive. They'll be at least $50.
These aren't. They're in the sale. Look, they're half price. They're usually $50, but today they're only $25.
That's great. Do they have your size?
Yeah, size 8. Come on, I'm going to buy them.
Now listen again.
Hey Emma, check out these jeans.
Cool! But wow, look at the price. $30.
No thanks.
But look at these sneakers.
Sneakers are usually real expensive. They'll be at least $50.
These aren't. They're in the sale. Look, they're half price. They're usually $50, but today they're only $25.
That's great. Do they have your size?
Yeah, size 8. Come on, I'm going to buy them.
2. Where is the boy's school bag?
Mum, have you seen my school bag?
It's probably in your room. Your room's so untidy you can never find anything in it.
No, I've looked in there.
Think. When did you last have it?
Well, after school today, Ben and I went to his house on the bus.
Oh, I hope you didn't leave your bag on the bus, like last week.
No, I had the bag at Ben's. We did our homework together.
So did you perhaps leave the bag there?
Yeah, that must be it. I'll phone him now.
Now listen again.
Mum, have you seen my school bag?
It's probably in your room. Your room's so untidy you can never find anything in it.
No, I've looked in there.
Think. When did you last have it?
Well, after school today, Ben and I went to his house on the bus.
Oh, I hope you didn't leave your bag on the bus, like last week.
No, I had the bag at Ben's. We did our homework together.
So did you perhaps leave the bag there?
Yeah, that must be it. I'll phone him now.
3. What are the two boys going to eat?
Hey Mike, my mum and dad are going out this evening. Do you want to come round? We can eat something and watch a movie.
Great idea. Sure.
I can cook something.
You can cook?
Sure. Why not? It's cool. I can do burgers, spaghetti.
Listen, Pete, you're a great guy and my best friend, but you, cooking? I'll bring round a takeaway pizza, okay?
You don't want to try my Chinese food? It's kind of my speciality.
No, thanks. I'm too young to die.
Well, okay then. I'll get a DVD and you bring the food.
Okay.
Now listen again.
Hey, Mike. My mum and dad are going out this evening. Do you want to come round? We can eat something and watch a movie.
Great idea. Sure.
I can cook something.
You can cook?
Sure. Why not? It's cool. I can do burgers, spaghetti.
Listen, Pete, you're a great guy and my best friend, but you, cooking? I'll bring round a takeaway pizza, okay?
You don't want to try my Chinese food? It's kind of my speciality.
No, thanks. I'm too young to die.
Well, okay then. I'll get a DVD and you bring the food.
Okay.
4. What did the boy do at the weekend?
How was your weekend, Paul?
Pretty boring. I just hung out with some of the guys at the mall.
You didn't watch the ball game on TV? The Red Sox beat the New York Mets. It was awesome.
Dad got it on video. I'm going to watch it with him this evening. What about you? What did you do?
I went to April's party. Jack was there.
That guy you met a couple of weeks ago?
Right.
Hey, you like him, right? Tell me more. So, are you two, you know...
Now listen again.
How was your weekend, Paul?
Pretty boring. I just hung out with some of the guys at the mall.
You didn't watch the ball game on TV? The Red Sox beat the New York Mets. It was awesome.
Dad got it on video. I'm going to watch it with him this evening. What about you? What did you do?
I went to April's party. Jack was there.
That guy you met a couple of weeks ago?
Right.
Hey, you like him, right? Tell me more. So, are you two, you know...
5. What time does the party start?
So the party starts at 10 o'clock?
No, I told you yesterday. Harry's dad says that's too late. He wants the party to be over at midnight. He says the neighbours won't be happy if we make a lot of noise after that.
So what time does it start then? I have football training on Saturday afternoon, and I don't get home until 6. Then I need to change, get a bus. I can't be there before about 8.
That's just when Harry plans to start.
Now listen again.
So the party starts at 10 o'clock?
No, I told you yesterday. Harry's dad says that's too late. He wants the party to be over at midnight. He says the neighbours won't be happy if we make a lot of noise after that.
So what time does it start then? I have football training on Saturday afternoon, and I don't get home until 6. Then I need to change, get a bus. I can't be there before about 8.
That's just when Harry plans to start.
This is the end of part 1.
Now turn to part 2. Questions 6 to 11. You will hear Stuart telling his grandmother about an exchange visit from Canada. For questions 6 to 11, tick the correct box, A, B or C. The first question of this part is an example. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Grandma. We have 2 kids from Canada staying with us at the moment. It's a school exchange. I've never met any Canadians before. It's really exciting meeting people who live so far away.
When did they arrive?
On Tuesday, so 3 days ago.
And how long are they staying?
Well, they're in Britain for 3 weeks in total, but they won't be with us for the whole time. They're going to Wales for 3 days, and they also want to visit Edinburgh in Scotland for a week.
And what are they like?
They're really nice. They're called Sam and Bethan. Bethan's a great basketball player. That's my favourite sport too, so I think that's really cool. But she's much better than me. She plays for her city in Canada.
Wow. Has the school organised activities for you all?
Well, we spent the first day together at school. Then on Wednesday, we went to London for the day. That was great. We went to an art museum and then to see a play. That was the first time I had been to the theatre, but I think I'll go regularly from now on. On Thursday, we went on a long walk in the countryside. Sam told me that the countryside in Canada is really different to here. In Canada, everything's much bigger. There are huge mountains and the weather's very extreme. The winters are really, really cold. Sometimes minus 30 degrees. It sounds crazy.
And will you go to Canada sometime?
Oh, yes. Our school's going to take 15 of us there next summer. It costs a lot of money because we have to pay half of our plane ticket. But I'm saving up. I now have a Saturday job and I should have all the money I need by Christmas.
Now listen again.
Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Grandma. We have two kids from Canada staying with us at the moment. It's a school exchange. I've never met any Canadians before. It's really exciting meeting people who live so far away.
When did they arrive?
On Tuesday, so 3 days ago.
And how long are they staying?
Well, they're in Britain for 3 weeks in total. But they won't be with us for the whole time. They're going to Wales for 3 days. And they also want to visit Edinburgh in Scotland for a week.
And what are they like?
They're really nice. They're called Sam and Bethan. Bethan's a great basketball player. That's my favourite sport too. So I think that's really cool. But she's much better than me. She plays for her city in Canada.
Wow. Has the school organised activities for you all?
Well, we spent the first day together at school. Then on Wednesday, we went to London for the day. That was great. We went to an art museum and then to see a play. That was the first time I had been to the theatre, but I think I'll go regularly from now on. On Thursday, we went on a long walk in the countryside. Sam told me that the countryside in Canada is really different to here. In Canada, everything's much bigger. There are huge mountains and the weather's very extreme. The winters are really, really cold. Sometimes minus 30 degrees. It sounds crazy.
And will you go to Canada sometime?
Oh, yes. Our school's going to take 15 of us there next summer. It costs a lot of money because we have to pay half of our plane ticket. But I'm saving up. I now have a Saturday job and I should have all the money I need by Christmas.
This is the end of part 2.
Now turn to part 3, questions 12 to 18.
You will hear a teacher talking to students and their parents about ways to save energy. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. The first question of this part is an example. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. I want to talk to you today about how we can all help to save energy at school. First of all, you can always switch off electrical equipment after you have used it. For example, after a computer class, you should switch off all the computers. And don't forget to switch off the computer screens. Secondly, when you leave the classroom at the end of the school day, please check that the lights are off. Thirdly, in the winter, it is also really important that you keep all the windows shut when the heating is on. We need to keep the heat in. My fourth point is saving water. This means you should only take a quick shower after sports lessons, 3 minutes maximum. Of course, it's important to be clean, but you really don't need to spend 10 minutes standing under a hot shower. Please use the different bins at school correctly too. In each classroom, there are separate bins for glass, paper, food, and packaging. This makes recycling much easier. Now, I have something for all you parents too. If you drive your child to school, please think about letting him or her walk instead. This is good exercise. And if several children walk together, it can be fun too. If you live too far away to walk, your child could take the bus. All children can travel by school bus for free. The school has also made some important changes. We have decided to use energy from the sun, solar energy, as much as we can. We have also banned mobile phones at school. This means you cannot bring your mobile phone to school. Mobiles are bad for learning, bad for your health, and bad for the environment. Now listen again. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. I want to talk to you today about how we can all help to save energy at school. First of all, you can always switch off electrical equipment after you have used it. For example, after a computer class, you should switch off all the computers. And don't forget to switch off the computer screens. Secondly, when you leave the classroom at the end of the school day, please check that the lights are off. Thirdly, in the winter, it is also really important that you keep all the windows shut when the heating is on. We need to keep the heat in. My fourth point is saving water. This means you should only take a quick shower after sports lessons, 3 minutes maximum. Of course, it's important to be clean, but you really don't need to spend 10 minutes standing under a hot shower. Please use the different bins at school correctly too. In each classroom, there are separate bins for glass, paper, food, and packaging. This makes recycling much easier. Now, I have something for all you parents too. If you drive your child to school, please think about letting him or her walk instead. This is good exercise. And if several children walk together, it can be fun too. If you live too far away to walk, your child could take the bus. All children can travel by school bus for free. The school has also made some important changes. We have decided to use energy from the sun, solar energy, as much as we can. We have also banned mobile phones at school. This means you cannot bring your mobile phone to school. Mobiles are bad for learning, bad for your health, and bad for the environment. This is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 19 to 25. Look at the 7 sentences for this part. You will hear a radio program from Britain about teenagers and stress. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under true. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under false. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
You will hear the recording twice.
Hello and welcome. This afternoon we're going to be talking about stress. Stress is a big problem in today's society, not just for adults, but also for teenagers. With me in the studio today, I have Jennifer Andrews from the organisation Stressed UK. Hello, Jennifer, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
More and more teenagers are stressed, aren't they?
That's right. And it's not really surprising. Modern life can often feel too fast. Teenagers have exams at school. They must make decisions about what job they want to do when they leave school. They sometimes feel worried about friendships, or they may be being bullied. And then, of course, there are parents. Parents are not always the easiest people to live with.
And what happens when someone feels stressed?
Well, sometimes teenagers can't sleep, or they feel depressed or want to cry. They may feel angry or impatient with themselves and other people. Sometimes they don't want to spend time with their friends anymore or go to school. If stress goes on for a long time, it can actually make someone ill. Some doctors believe that stress is the cause of up to 90% of all illnesses.
That sounds hard. Is there anything teenagers can do if they feel stressed?
Well, yes, the good news is that there are lots of things you can do. Even making small changes in your life can help you feel less stressed.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. Sport can be very helpful. For example, jogging or team sports. When you do sport, your brain releases chemicals into your body which make you feel more relaxed. You can also try and find time each day to do something you really enjoy. This might be reading a book or playing the guitar. It might also just be sitting down with a nice cup of tea. It doesn't have to take very much time. If you feel really nervous, try some breathing exercises. These can really calm you.
Is it true that sugar, caffeine and alcohol can make you feel more stressed?
Yes. I always tell teenagers who are feeling stressed to eat less sugar and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Eating healthy foods like salads, fruit, nuts and cheese can help you feel more relaxed.
What about sleep?
Sleep is really important if you feel stressed. But it can be difficult to get to sleep when you're nervous or worried about things. It's important to try and go to bed at the same time every night, not too late, and get up at the same time in the morning. Don't do schoolwork in bed, and if possible, don't use a computer or watch television just before you go to bed. Read a book instead. That's more relaxing. Of course, if the problem's bigger, it might be necessary to get professional help from a doctor, for example.
Thank you, Jennifer, very much for talking to us today.
Now listen again.
Hello and welcome. This afternoon we're going to be talking about stress. Stress is a big problem in today's society, not just for adults, but also for teenagers. With me in the studio today, I have Jennifer Andrews from the organisation Stressed UK. Hello, Jennifer, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
More and more teenagers are stressed, aren't they?
That's right. And it's not really surprising. Modern life can often feel too fast. Teenagers have exams at school. They must make decisions about what job they want to do when they leave school. They sometimes feel worried about friendships, or they may be being bullied. And then, of course, there are parents. Parents are not always the easiest people to live with.
And what happens when someone feels stressed?
Well, sometimes teenagers can't sleep, or they feel depressed or want to cry. They may feel angry or impatient with themselves and other people. Sometimes they don't want to spend time with their friends anymore or go to school. If stress goes on for a long time, it can actually make someone ill. Some doctors believe that stress is the cause of up to 90% of all illnesses.
That sounds hard. Is there anything teenagers can do if they feel stressed?
Well, yes, the good news is that there are lots of things you can do. Even making small changes in your life can help you feel less stressed.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes. Sport can be very helpful. For example, jogging or team sports. When you do sport, your brain releases chemicals into your body which make you feel more relaxed. You can also try and find time each day to do something you really enjoy. This might be reading a book or playing the guitar. It might also just be sitting down with a nice cup of tea. It doesn't have to take very much time. If you feel really nervous, try some breathing exercises. These can really calm you.
Is it true that sugar, caffeine and alcohol can make you feel more stressed?
Yes. I always tell teenagers who are feeling stressed to eat less sugar and avoid caffeine and alcohol. Eating healthy foods like salads, fruit, nuts and cheese can help you feel more relaxed.
What about sleep?
Sleep is really important if you feel stressed. But it can be difficult to get to sleep when you're nervous or worried about things. It's important to try and go to bed at the same time every night, not too late, and get up at the same time in the morning. Don't do schoolwork in bed, and if possible, don't use a computer or watch television just before you go to bed. Read a book instead. That's more relaxing. Of course, if the problem's bigger, it might be necessary to get professional help, from a doctor, for example.
Thank you, Jennifer, very much for talking to us today.
This is the end of the listening part. Good luck for the rest of your examination.